Now, Lifestyle with Patty Mack on CFAX 1070.
Good morning, everybody. It's great to be with you on this sunny Saturday. It's a busy weekend, I'm sure, for a lot of you with the Labor Day weekend. School and jobs and whatever, holidays are over. But take this hour, relax, and you're going to get some great information. Grab a coffee, relax. We're going to talk about getting organized. We're going to talk about your fitness and your fuel and what you should be eating in the fall. Also, we're going to talk with Hillary from the Rams football team about some great activities you can do this year, which is maybe watching some high school football. Off the top of the show, we have Alisa Nelson, who is a fitness expert. She's got the Design Your Health Challenge coming up next week. But we're going to talk about some other things before we talk about that. How are you, Alisa?
I'm fabulous. Thank you.
You are fabulous. You're very sunshiny.
Thank you.
Yeah, it's great. And, you know, you're a health expert, but you've had other careers before. What got you into this?
Well, I was a realtor for 10 years, and fitness was always my passion. I'd start little groups with friends, get people going with hiking or out and about or to the gym. And my passion is fitness. I love taking care of my body and encouraging other women to do the same.
I think it's great when, you know, on this show, I'm always surprised at people that, you know, do a turn in life at some point and do what their heart tells them to do,
mm-hmm.
as opposed to always where the money is.
That's
but the
right.
money comes when you do what you love.
That's right.
And so did you have a background in fitness? Did you do training to get your
Yeah,
fitness?
I did my certification through BCRPA here with Body Blueprint. Tina is amazing with the courses.
And so what do you, you know, with exercise and food, I want to talk about food off the top because I think fall is a natural time, just like January, where no matter what our age is, you think it's a time for change. You know, you think, oh, a new wardrobe, a new fitness thing. I'm going to get back on the, you know, on the program with good food.
Yeah, good routine again.
Yeah, it's a great time to do that. So what can we start stocking our fridge with? Because after this weekend's done, you know, the fair and having the corn and all that stuff, what can we start with to sort of stock our fridge and our cupboards with like good, healthy food?
I really enjoy going to the Red Barn once a week. It's a local company that I can support. And I stock up on all my produce. And when I get home, I chop everything up, put it in containers so it's ready to go. I do a lot of shakes, eat a lot of raw veggies. And then it's easy, and I'm not just grabbing anything.
So when you say you cut everything up, so do you have, like, containers or put them in glass jars? Is it really well-organized fridge that you can see everything?
Yes. And I never used to be like that.
Okay, good. I don't like you already. No, I'm kidding. So it's just, is it just a habit you get into then?
Yeah, and I schedule that into my week. So once a week at a certain time, certain day, I am in the kitchen chopping, washing, putting them in the containers.
Tell us about what kind of things you pick up. What are your go-tos and your favorite veggies to have on hand when you're
okay, well, I love my Nutribullet. That's where I make all my protein veggie shakes. And it's easy. Often I have one of those first thing in the morning. So I'll put in kale, celery, cucumber, sometimes a little lime, protein powder, or a handful of nuts with some berries, and if you want it sweeter, you can put half a banana in.
There's sort of no limit then.
Yeah,
you can put in that.
I mix and match all the time.
But the protein powder is important.
Yes.
And what kind of powder do you want, though? Like, you have to be careful of certain fillers and things, right?
That's
what kind of
right.
powder you buy?
That's right. I use from USANA. It's a number one nutritional company, and I also use Vega that you can get here in town, too.
Okay, so cooking.
Yes.
You're a busy mom and you have a busy schedule. What kind of stuff can you put together on a weeknight when you're zooming out the door? And I guess if you have all these things cut up, it helps. What about some proteins and things? What are your go-to recipes during the week?
I love fish and chicken too, so that doesn't take a long time to cook. And then I also like to have salads prepared in the fridge too, especially quinoa salad. It can keep for a few days.
Oh, so get all your grains, have those ready to go.
As well.
Almost like scoop things as you go.
Yeah, also do like hard-boiled eggs and just have lots of different food prepared.
Isn't that the thing, though, being prepared? Because
it is.
When you really make bad choices, it's when you have nothing there.
Yeah, and you're starving,
you
just grab it.
So how about the carb thing? You're talking about quinoa.
Yeah.
How are you on the carb scale? Because a lot of people are, no carbs, what is your view on it?
With nutrition, I teach listen to your body. Your body is going to tell you what it needs, and you can test things out. See how you feel after. See, do you have energy? Is your stomach bloated? Because that's really unnecessary if you're eating the right foods.
Yeah, my stomach tells me salt and vinegar chips. No. Sometimes you have cravings for things. Is it okay to indulge in once in a while?
I think once in a while. I think I do the 80-20 rule. So 80% of the time I eat really healthy, and 20% of the time I'm out enjoying having a dessert with a friend or that sort of thing.
Is that your chocolate? Is that your...
I love chocolate, yeah. A little dark chocolate, it's healthy for you.
Yeah, right. It's when you have the whole bar and you start with one little thing and then it's like the whole bar. Oh, it's good for you. Oh, and that wine's good for you.
Yeah, and it's really what you keep in your house. So I don't keep a lot of junk in my house because then I'll eat it.
Well, that's true. Have you ever had a weight problem?
After high school, I went away on a missions trip and yeah, I gained 30 pounds.
Really?
Yeah.
So I always like it when people maybe have felt that they know what it's like to have extra pounds, because yeah, if you have never had that, you don't really know the struggle people go through mm-hmm. to get rid of that. Mm-hmm. So is that when you kind of started more with the fitness again too?
Yeah, because in high school I'd always dance and was quite active. I'm very enthusiastic, so I'm always on the move. And so going away, we were 2 months in Costa Rica, and it was the food we were getting, a lot of the oils with the rice and a lot of baked goods. So, and I think being away for long periods of time, women can sometimes put on weight too. So,
and I think you're right that 18, when you leave school, things mm-hmm. start to change a lot. The
they
routine
do.
Of what your life is. And such as we're talking about September right now, it's mm-hmm. that routine of fall too, right? That it's a time for change, and we can make it quite positive if we look at what we want to do. And exercise is the other part we want to talk about. We'll talk more in the next segment. But
okay,
if we've kind of got into a rut, is it good to look at all different programs and see what else is out there to see if something appeals?
Yeah,
and people hate exercise.
And join others. I find you can have amazing results when you're with a group of people. So whether it's one person, a good friend, you have an accountability partner, or you're going to join another group of women in a fitness class.
I think a lot of people think, though, if they join something, maybe they're too big, they're too out of shape. How do they get over that kind of that comfort level?
It's pushing through that fear. I find when I take risks and get out of my comfort zone, that's when I grow the most in life.
And do you find that other women in your groups are good? They don't judge other people coming in and they support them?
Yeah. Well, the way Chelsea and I lead the 6-week challenges together, and we're all about loving on women, supporting them where they're at. We love helping beginners or women that are too scared even to go into a gym.
Yeah, and I think it's not about being perfect. It's about starting somewhere, right? You
yes.
don't have to be model thin or anything else. You just have to be maybe a little more fit and feel a little better about yourself. When we come back, we're going to talk about the 6-week challenge.
Traffic got you down. We'll get you up and going with more traffic more often. If it's happening, it's here. Victoria's News Authority, CFAX 1070.
Sports, you're in the right place. The station for all-encompassing coverage of the three biggest pro sports teams on the West Coast is CFAX 1070. The Vancouver Canucks. We have every game live all season. Your total football game day destination. With the BC Lions. And now, CFAX 1070 is proud to bring you the Seattle Seahawks.
Fumbles, Wilson picks it back up, goes the other way. Touchdown, Seahawks!
If there's a game on, you'll hear it here. Experience the Canucks, Lions, and Seahawks live on CFAX 1070, online, and on your smartphone. Never miss a bad call. Game-winning field goal. Or winning goal. This is where the pros play. This is CFAX 1070.
You like to save money. You have money to invest. You're a conservative investor, so you don't like risk. And you shudder at the thought of service charges. Where do you go?
GIC Direct.
Where do you get the best GIC rates?
GIC Direct.
How are they so much higher?
GIC Direct accesses an extensive network of financial institutions across Canada every day for the best rates. They're deposit specialists.
Here's what you like. No fees, no catches, no gimmicks. To get the highest interest rates on GICs and term deposits, go to GICdirect.com. and keep your nest egg.
Before going back, go to Dodds for the biggest clear out they've ever had. Gordy's Big Tent Event.
To make room for new fall arrivals, all discontinued, one-of-a-kinds, and scratch and dent items at Dodds Furniture and Mattress are below cost.
Furnishing dorm rooms? Ask about no-interest financing. Kids moving out? Download their Better Than Closeout flyer at DoddsFurniture.com and they'll help you fill that empty nest.
Quantities are limited. First come, first serve at 715 Finlayson across from Mayfair and in Nanaimo.
As Gordy always says, we won't be undersold.
Highway 5, Coquihalla.
It's bloody dangerous.
Deep in the heart of British Columbia.
No!
It's where hell freezes over.
You need to respect that highway.
Oh, it's chaos up there.
It can turn really bad really fast.
When big rigs meet solid ice.
No, Gordon's going sideways.
Holy fuck, jackknife.
The heavy rescue team is called in.
Welcome to winter.
If you said everything went smooth, you'd be a liar.
An all-new season of Highway Through Hell. Tuesday at 7, only on Discovery.
We are here with Lisa Nelson. She is a fitness expert. She has her Design Your Health Challenge coming up September 7th. We're going to get details on that. Let's talk about the fitness for fall. So if we've got our fridge stocked, we're kind of on track that way. And we haven't really picked anything to do yet. I know we're going to say start with a Design Your Health Challenge because that's the best way to start. But what is our goal setting? Should it be pounds? Should it be size, fitness, health? Where do people that you see usually come in at with their goals?
I don't focus on the weight. I tell people, throw out your scale. Stop obsessing about that number.
Amen, sister.
Woohoo!
Yeah, no kidding.
You're going to
really
know how...
It is debilitating.
It is.
Yeah.
And you're going to know how you feel. Your clothes are going to fit different. You're going to have more energy. You're going to wake up, jump out of bed, and feel good. And it's really about choices, making good choices for yourself. How can I take care of my body today?
And what if you really don't like exercise? Is that also something, just like you chopping up vegetables, that you can learn to say, I enjoy this and
yeah.
turn it around because it's maybe something you've always just thought you felt, but maybe...
Definitely. And the beginning is tough. It's challenging. Your body's going, what are you putting me through? I make it a lot of fun. My friend...
You don't know you're doing it.
Yeah, that's right. I keep people distracted by encouraging them and keeping the energy up. Hi.
And what is your motivation always for sort of staying fit and doing this? Do you have something in the back of your mind always, or does it just come to you naturally?
I feel so much better when I'm taking care of myself and when I'm exercising. I get those happy endorphins.
And I think as we get older too, Lisa, you know, I think when you're younger, it's like, oh, you're talking about 18 and you start to change. But you think your metabolism, everything's going to stay the same. But you get older and you realize it's also... health comes into it. Like,
yes.
I thought, oh, yeah, your health. But when you start getting older, you really do want to have more better years ahead of you and
That's
not
right.
be in a spot where you can't go and travel and do things you want to do.
Mm-hmm. And it's about the inside of our body as well. We have over 100 trillion cells in our body. So it always amazes me how women pay tons of money on their hair, makeup, nails, clothes. What about the inside? What are you feeding yourself? How are you moving your body? Because that's going to show in your skin and just the way you walk altogether.
That's so true. And with each, 10 pounds you lose, I guess there's such a, you know, with diabetes and all the diseases out there,
mm-hmm.
I guess the benefits are huge.
Yes. I believe we can prevent a lot of that through taking care of ourselves.
So you've got a challenge coming up. It's 6 weeks. And
yeah.
That starts on the 7th. Tell us about what that is.
So it's specifically for women, any age, any fitness level. We meet Saturday mornings. We do a one-hour health coaching session. So the first one, we talk about self-love. How can we value and honor our bodies? My business partner, Chelsea Hankel, she teaches on nutrition and supplements and the importance of that. There's 6 sessions. And then right after, we go outside and do a fitness class.
And what kind of fitness class would that be?
So we meet on a trail. Some people walk. It depends on their level. Other people jog to warm up. And then I set up a strength training
stations,
yeah. And we move through them. Sometimes I'll do partners. Some people will be together.
So is that a boot camp?
Yeah, but I don't like to call it that because it scares women.
Yeah, it's got a really bad connotation, right? People hear that and think, oh, I can't do that.
Yeah, I call it outdoor fitness class. And then we do some core work and stretching at the end.
And I guess core work, too, is really the crux of it all, isn't it?
Yes.
That we need to keep that stable. What about the old-fashioned sit-ups? What, you know, kids are doing those again. Remember the old ones from school?
I prefer a plank over a sit-up.
I always wonder, how does that work to stretch, to help your core? But if people don't know what a plank is, explain what a plank is.
Okay, so you lie down on the floor on your stomach, and then you come up onto your arms. So
to your elbow?
Yeah, and onto your toes. And then you just hold that, and you want to make sure your hips are level. You're not sticking your butt in the air.
So you got to make sure it hurts almost. And that is, by holding that, is tightening your core up?
Yeah, all the muscles are firing.
And that's better than a sit-up, you think?
Yes, definitely.
Really? And how long can you do a plank for?
I haven't timed myself recently. I had someone ask me that yesterday. Yeah.
I think when you hear a timer, you almost get too panicky. It's like, oh no, it's, you know, I just don't want to know how long I've done it for, because you think I can't do it.
Yeah.
Now with a plank too, you can start adding other things too, right? If you're really good at that, you can start.
Yeah, raising your leg. You can do side planks. Yeah, we can get creative. Lots of fun.
I bet. So how many people do you take in this class?
We're only taking 15. So we have 5 more spots for our September 6th challenge, and then we'll start one more after that.
And cost-wise?
There's 3 options for the packages. The minimum is $150, and that includes 2 fitness classes, the health coaching, meal planning, and lots more.
Well, and how many of these have you done before? You do these every year?
Yes, we've done 2 before. So we started this spring.
And what kind of results? Any stories you can tell about anybody who's had some?
Yes, Lisa has lost over 20 pounds. She's continued. During the challenge, it was probably about 8 pounds, I believe, but don't quote me on that. But what we teach is lifestyle. So each week we want people learning one new thing to change in their life or add to their life. And by making these small steps, we'll have a lifetime impact.
What kind of changes have you seen that people have made? What were some of their goals, or not their goals, but what were some of these changes they wanted to make?
Well, preparing the food for their family and getting their kids involved, making it fun, that's been huge. Just adding more veggies to their diet.
Are you ever surprised at people, what they're consuming now, that people aren't having vegetables and they've got kids and are not feeding or fueling them right?
Yeah, because people get busy and stressed, so they just grab whatever.
Do you think that is an overworked word now, busy? It's an excuse to sort of, you know, I'm busy. It's like, well, yeah, we all got stuff to do, but that it's sort of a reason to sort of abandon everything in your life because I'm busy?
Yes. And we have so much time during the day. I really like looking at my week and then planning in where am I going to put this and what's my priority.
Okay, so let's look at your week. How would you design that? Because I think we're going to talk later about storage and about getting kind of organized. Let's look at our life the same way. How would you look at the first sort of week of school starting out and blocking out your time for you, your time for work, your kids, whatever? How do you look at that?
Well, Sunday afternoon is when I like to do the grocery shopping and then preparing for the week. Okay. Then I have it laid out.
So that's your day for that. Mm-hmm. Monday, how do you start?
I love starting my day with a workout because then I get it done. If I wait till the very end of the day after I've been working and meeting with a lot of people, I can feel tired.
So for you, fit it in where you can, and that's the morning.
Yeah.
Does it matter what time you work out? Does that make a difference?
No, it's completely up to you.
Okay. So as you go along for the week, do you have a menu plan too for the family that you know what you're going to be eating?
I have an idea. I'm a very creative person, so I'll have an idea of what I'm going to eat throughout the week, and then sometimes I'll switch it up.
And do you plan your fun too?
That always happens every day.
Naturally. Now, how do people get a hold of you if they want to know about the challenge?
So I'm on Facebook a lot, so My Body Moves with an exclamation mark. You can find me there. I put a website together. I'm not a tech person, but there is, if you do mybodymoves.com, put Victoria in Google, that will help you find it too. All the details are there as well.
And what would you say to someone out there who's, you know, maybe 50 pounds overweight, 20 pounds overweight, that really feels like they can't do it, that they've tried everything? Are there people that just can't lose weight, or can everybody get back into it if they have the right motivation?
I really believe it is possible, and especially with a supportive group of people around you. It's mindset, belief. So ask yourself, like, where is your set point in life? You know, do you believe that you can get there?
I think a lot of people, though, when they've tried so many times, mm-hmm. they get frustrated and they get isolate themselves. Yes. So the idea of being in a group is sort of overwhelming because they're so used to hiding their eating, hiding themselves, that they're afraid. Mm-hmm. So it sounds like you have a good group that they shouldn't be afraid.
No, and there's huge freedom when we do talk to other people about our struggles and bring that into the light. So our first session, we were laughing, we were crying, and it was amazing to see people really getting honest. Chelsea and I are both very real. Chelsea's struggled with an eating disorder. I've struggled with addiction in life, and we're very open about that because we're human. You know, we go through things, and when we share, it brings other people that freedom to do the same.
You know, that's really neat you said that because I think a lot of people would look at you and say you're so perfect and you have no struggles.
It's progress, not perfection.
that's really, it's wonderful because I think people think, oh, well, you don't have any problems because you're slim, you're beautiful, you have it all together, you have this great career. But everybody goes through something in life, right?
Yes,
everybody has
definitely
a cross to bear. And if you ever think, oh, poor me, someone else is probably going through something worse, right?
That's right.
And if we talk about it, it's not a secret anymore, and we can start moving forward.
Yeah, and focus on what you're grateful for. We have so much, especially living in this beautiful city.
I think that's it. I just read somewhere somebody, they get up first thing in the morning, and you wake up and think of all your blessings and what
yes.
you're grateful for, because it's so easy to look at the negatives. And really, like you say, there's usually far more positives than negatives.
That's right.
Okay, so one more time. People want to get a hold of you, they can look at Facebook.
Yeah, or you can email me, mybodymoves@gmail.com.
Perfect. And also, if you want to get a hold of me, and I'll get a hold of Lisa, I'm lifestylepattymack.com. When we come back after the break, Lisa, you're going to hang around maybe for a while with me, and we're going to talk to Janet Young about getting organized.
Sawyer Sewing Center has been proudly serving Southern Vancouver Island for over 60 years. Think of what that means to you. Expertise and service excellence on the major brands like Janome, Babylon, Bath, Bernina, and Elna. A full line of sewing machine cabinets to fit all brands and a huge selection of thread and notions. Got sewing on your mind? Visit SawyerSewing.com and Sawyer Sewing Center on Douglas across from Uptown.
Sawyer Sewing Center.
Celebrating 60 years.
Tosh.0 is coming to Much.
Ain't nobody got time for that.
The very best from the internet in one easy-to-swallow serving.
I definitely have time for that.
Loads of.
Oh, man.
And.
You've been warned.
And even.
You may wake up, there's a truck out.
You won't find this much internet anywhere else.
Murdered by his own creation.
I'm dying.
Tosh.0 starts Tuesday at 7.
This show isn't even trying anymore.
Only on Much.
This is what happens when you
This is Victoria's News Authority, CFAX 1070.
Good morning. This is Ryan Price with your CFAX 1070 11:30 news update. U.S. President Barack Obama says he has decided that the United States should take military action against Syria in response to a deadly chemical weapons attack. But he told a news conference just earlier this hour that he will seek congressional authorization before he takes any use of force.
Yet while I believe I have the authority to carry out this military action without specific congressional authorization, I know that the country will be stronger if we take this course and our actions will be even more effective.
Any attack by the United States would be in response to a chemical weapons attack that the U.S. says Syrian President Bashar Assad's government carried out against civilians. The U.S. says more than 1,400 Syrians were killed in that attack last week. Two Canadian warships are heading back to CFB Esquimalt after they collided during a towing exercise. The Defense Department says the incident happened yesterday while HMCS Algonquin, a destroyer, and HMCS Protector, the supply ship, were on their way to Hawaii. There are no reports of injuries among the sailors, but both ships did sustain varying degrees of damage. A Royal Canadian Navy Board of Inquiry will investigate the incident. And Victoria police have wrapped up a case of apparent dog napping. A 2-year-old French bulldog named Otis was the only thing stolen after a break-and-enter in Fernwood. Police say they are still sorting out the details of the case, why it happened, and what's the relationship between everybody involved. But they do say they know a big response from media and from regular Victorians on social media are the reason they were able to crack the case and return Otis back home safe and sound. CFAX News Time, now 11:32. Let's get a look at our weather forecast. Sunshine today. It's highs of 23 degrees, so getting a little warmer than we thought. With that new forecast saying 23 degrees will be our high. Clear skies tonight, lows down to 11. Then tomorrow, it's sunshine to start the day. A few clouds rolling in as the day goes on. Some wind off the Juan de Fuca Strait and highs of 21 degrees. Then it's Labor Day Monday with clouds and a chance of showers, highs of 22. Right now, across Greater Victoria, here are some of the temperatures we see. In Colwood right now, it is 20 degrees. And in Victoria, the city, it's 17 degrees. I'm Ryan Price. If it's happening, it's here. Victoria's News Authority, CFAX 1070. Our time is 11:33.
Now, Lifestyle with Patty Mack on CFAX 1070.
We are back. It's that time of year, fall, school. You know, that's transformational time. A lot of people, whether you're going to school or have people going to school or just yourself, you want to change. I think January and September, those times where you think new you, new life. And with that, you need to sort of get organized. That's always kind of the base of everything, I think, is getting organized. In the studio is Elisa Nelson, a fitness expert who's been talking about the nutrition and exercise portion of that. Now we have Janet Young from All Organized Storage, who's going to talk about sort of our back to school, you know, storage and getting organized ideas. How are you, Janet?
I'm great. How are you?
I'm very good. Now, I know, Elisa, you have a 16-year-old daughter. I have 3 kids, and one is going to grade 12. What grade is your child going into?
11.
11. So, you know, with kids come, you know, more stuff. They get more clothes for the beginning of the year. They've got to get rid of all the old books. I think clothes are sort of a number one thing to get sorted first. Do you think so, Janet, for this time of year?
I think so, because it sets the tone for the whole year for the kids. If they don't feel comfortable going back to school with their peers and all that, it makes it really tough for them.
And I find if you start with clothes, it's a good way for them not to become clutter bugs, where they look at it and go, I can give this to someone else who needs it this time of year.
Yeah, and they always have a nice growth spurt during the summer as well. They're not trying to keep warm, so they're growing.
That's very true, very true. So where do we start with that? I always find it's good to help them with it, maybe sit on the bed as they pull things out and do a yes-no and have a bag ready to go.
I actually take everything out of the closet and everything out of the dresser.
Oh, my gosh.
Because if you don't take it out, you don't deal with it.
That's true.
Right? So if you take it all out, so you start with the closet, take everything out of the closet and go, okay, does this fit? Does it not fit? And you can tell if it's fit by when did they last wear it. Right?
And that's true, even with ourselves, don't you find, Lisa?
Yep.
Yes. You know, if you wear, what is it, you wear 20% of your
stuff 80% of the time.
Right. My daughter's going to school on September 3rd, Austria.
Yeah.
And she's got a pack, and I said, you know, really, you don't wear all this stuff. You just need some of it, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Do you find you wear the same kind of go-to clothes most of the time?
I do. I'm constantly going through my clothes. I can't believe how much I continue giving away to my friends.
Oh, yeah.
But you know right away, right, when you even buy it. Just because it's on sale, it doesn't mean it's something you wear if it doesn't feel right.
It's not a deal if you don't use it.
Absolutely.
Yes, that's right.
Or my thing is I buy the same thing in different colors.
Yeah.
And I only really like the one color.
Yeah.
But it's like, oh, well, that fits. I may as well buy them all. Okay, so we're going to purge. We're going to go through that stuff. So we get the bag and we put the stuff in it right away.
Yeah.
Get it out the house.
Yeah, get it out the house. And if there's something that needs to be mended, if you say, okay, I can mend it, you have to give yourself a deadline to say, okay, it's got to be done by next week or it's out.
Or drop it off at the seamstress.
Well, otherwise it just sticks around and just becomes more clutter.
And I suppose you should have, like, good hangers and a good system in the closet to begin with, too, right? So that you can put stuff back properly. That's where you come in.
And that's where I come in. That's where I specialize in closets. My motto is, if you can't find it, you can't use it. So you have to store it so you can find it in 10 seconds or less.
And do you color code or do you put pants all together, tops all together?
It depends on the individual. Some people like to mix and match. So they like to have all their blouses together and all their pants, and they can mix and match. But some people just wear this top with this pair of pants, then it makes sense to put them together.
Wow, who's that person? They're really organized. They got their outfits put together.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Well, and the other thing is, you know what you wear with what.
That's
so why
true.
Not put it right next to each other instead of having to sort through it?
Okay, so tell us about some good systems for shoes, clothes, like what you're seeing right now that really works for, say, a young person.
They like to see things. They don't like to have it put away generally.
That's true. Even their hats and stuff, right?
Yeah.
Ball caps.
Boys, particularly more than girls. Boys, when you look at a closet for a boy, usually you only have maybe 25% hang. They don't tend to have very much that hangs unless they go to a private school. And even then, the 25% seems to work for the boys. So they're really quite happy to have their jeans folded, their T-shirts folded, so that at a glance they can see where everything is. Sometimes if it's hung up, they have a hard time seeing it. And if kids don't see it, they don't think they have it, and they don't use it.
I bought that hat, the cap
organizer
thing. That was great. Or so, you know, put all the baseball caps.
Yeah.
Because that's a big collection for a lot of boys.
Oh, yeah.
And so that's really saved a lot of room.
Yeah, and then their socks, dress socks versus sports socks versus wool socks. If you can sort of sort them a little bit on what they're used for, sorting things by use so you use like things together also helps, particularly for boys.
Socks are a gross thing for boys. Oh, my gosh, I find those things all over the place. They're just
horrible. Well, the dryer eats them, right?
What's that?
The dryer eats them. You always end up with these orphans, and you go, what the hell did it go?
Well, that's it, but plus they wear them for so darn
long,
right?
Yeah, there's a hole in them, throw it out.
Yeah.
Don't even give it back to them, right?
Yeah, exactly. Okay, so what about summer, winter stuff? Do you think you should put that stuff away?
Well, summer's going to be here for another month. Usually we have quite the Indian summer, so unfortunately we need to have some warm clothes and some cool clothes still. So I wouldn't actually put away the summer stuff till the end of September. But I would certainly go through the stuff and get rid of the stuff that looks pretty tattered right now, because really into September they're not going to use it quite as much. So just keep the stuff that's going to actually live till next year.
And what about bins under the bed? So you've got some stuff from last year or keepsake stuff. Is that a good place to sort of purge and put the stuff you're going to keep under the bed?
It depends on the room and the child. Mm-hmm. If they're really not going to use it, why keep it?
That's true.
Right? We tend to keep way too much. We don't keep what we actually use. And if we did keep what we actually use, then we got in the habit of only buying stuff we use, then it would certainly lighten our load in our minds and our homes and simplify our lives a bit.
Yes. Yeah, and there's lots of things you can do, right? There's the auction. There's giving it away to people. There's
consignment shops.
There's all kinds of ways to...
Often their friends would be quite happy to have it, too, if it's a teen or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Particularly girls love to trade stuff, right? Because it's new to them.
Yeah, my daughter gets a bunch of stuff, and then usually people come through and... Yeah. Into the bag and rifle out, and then she thinks she wants it back.
Give her, if it's gone, it's gone, right?
Well, see, that's right, exactly. We come back and want to talk about food, the cupboards, the fridge, plates, dishes, outdoor stuff. Back in a minute with Janet.
If it's the Callwood Crawl or a mess on the Malahat, we've got your back with more traffic more often. If it's happening, it's here. Victoria's News Authority, CFAX 1070. Now, CFAX 1070 Community Connection.
Brought to you by Dodge Furniture and Mattress.
Hi, everyone. Taylor here. And as promised, I've made my way to the Promised Land, also known as Greek Fest, located at 4648 Elk Lake Drive in front of Commonwealth Place. This is the place to be at this weekend. And I actually have a confession to make. This is actually my third time here this year already. And you honestly can smell the delicious food from about a mile away. I'm not sure, but I might walk away today smelling like delicious barbecued lamb, in which case I probably wouldn't ever wash my clothes again. Ask anyone here. The Greek people know how to cook. That is their thing. Greek Fest offers an array of authentic Greek food, desserts, baked goods, as well as Greek deli. My personal favorite has to be the lokomotis, which are a Greek donut. Absolutely amazing. As always, check out this event online, and you can do so through our website at cfax1070.com. I'm going to be sticking around here for a while, so make sure you come down and say hi. This community connection has been brought to you by Dodge Furniture and Mattress. The big tent event sale is on now.
Before going back, go to Dodge for the biggest clear-out they've ever had, Gordy's Big Tent Event.
To make room for new fall arrivals, all discontinued, one-of-a-kinds, and scratch-and-dent items at Dodge Furniture and Mattress are below cost.
Furnishing dorm rooms? Ask about no-interest financing. Kids moving out? Download their Better Than Closeout flyer at DodgeFurniture.com, and they'll help you fill that empty nest.
Quantities are limited. First come, first serve at 715 Finlayson across from Mayfair and in Nanaimo.
As Gordy always says, we won't be undersold.
It's fair time. The 146th annual Saanich Fair, Western Canada's oldest continuous agricultural fair. Catch the sounds and spirit of the Saanich Fair, kids' farm games, farm fun, passport, and more. Entertainment featuring That 70s Band, plus the Fireball and the Super Shot are back on the Midway. Free parking or take the number 75 bus. Gates open at 8. More info at saanichfair.ca. The 146th Saanich Fair, today through Monday at 1528 Stelly's Crossroad.
We're talking getting organized for fall. Janet Young from All Organized Storage is here, and Elisa Nelson, who is a fitness expert. We're going to talk about kind of our food areas, cupboards, fridge. You know, Elisa, we were talking about fitness and food and all that. This is a good area to start kind of purging as well, isn't it, Janet?
Oh, it's huge. It's huge. Particularly when we start doing lunches for the kids, again, we have to have a plan.
Yes.
And we have to talk to the kids about nutrition. We have to talk to them about who's making what and what the expectation is and how do they deal when things are going to be running out so that you're not running out at the last minute to get it and that you have it planned so it's there when they need it so they don't have an excuse to not have a lunch, a healthy lunch.
What are your tips on that? Are you organized too, like with the school lunches? And
I agree. I'd love my teen to make her own lunches, but I help her out a lot of the time.
Well, you know, I stopped making my kids lunch when they started complaining about the lunch. And then they have full control over it. And I just sort of said, okay, this is what, let me know what you want. And I either vetoed it or got it for them. And it seemed to work. And they couldn't complain that they weren't happy with what they had because they made it themselves.
My husband makes better lunches, so he does it now.
Yeah.
Right. Because it is kind of a drag after a while. So with the fridge, I know you have lots of solutions as well at All Organized Storage for that. Do you want to clear everything out of there too and wipe it down and get it all
definitely.
Overhauled?
Yeah, and prepare your shopping list. I always like to go through the fridge before I go shopping so I know what I'm out of. I always have my staples, and I actually encourage the people in my house to actually write on the shopping list on the fridge when something goes down to buy it. So if they say, well, we're out of peanut butter, I say, well, was it on the list? And they go, no. And I go, well, guess what? You're going to have to wait.
Right? Tough love, Janet, tough love.
Well, it is, but, you know, we're all very busy. We don't need to go to the grocery store more than we have to because we know when we go to the grocery store that we overspend.
Yeah, and you know, Hud was saying the other day, all you seem to do is stay in the kitchen, clean up messes, and then shop for more mess, you know.
Yeah.
Well, and time is money, and each time you go back to that grocery store, you're probably going to get more than you even expected.
Especially if you bring your child, right?
Or you're hungry.
Yes, absolutely.
If you're hungry is the dead killer. All right.
Yeah. Absolutely. So clean everything out. Get rid of. I seem to have like 8,000 sauce things. You know, like dips
well,
and sauce.
Well, I guess the question is, do you use them or are they healthy for you?
Probably not.
Right.
So I think I got to get rid of all those sauces. What do you do for that, Elisa?
I don't use a lot of sauces because there's a lot of additives in there.
Yeah.
What's one that's good for you that tastes good?
Salsa.
Yes. Yeah. I love salsa.
Oh. Okay.
Salsa, mustard.
Mustard, that's true, that's true. So go through your stuff. Get rid of the things you're not using because I think we all probably have a lot of little bits left of everything that we probably aren't even good for you anymore. So go through that. And you have storage solutions, too, to make more space, don't you, in the fridge?
Oh, I do. And organizers so that you can put like things together and things don't get pushed to the back as well. You know, the mysterious container. You don't know what's in it.
That's
right?
Very true. And then they get frozen too.
That's the worst or moldy.
Yeah. Yeah. So if you have these containers, I call them fridge organizers, even if you have one that's specifically that you put the leftovers in, then everybody in the house knows what where the leftovers are and they can make a point of going after them. My husband loves leftovers to take for his lunch and he tends to take some because I usually just pack a salad with some protein for lunch.
Sounds
what I
good.
Do.
Mm-hmm. Dishes and plates and cups. You know, you tend to have like 8,000 coffee cups that are mismatched and too many plates and different sets. Mm-hmm. You have storage things for that as well, but you should probably think of how many people in your household and how many cups and stuff you use first, right?
Yes, yes. Well, this is particularly important for people that have downsized. Often they keep way too much. If there's two people living there, are they really going to entertain like they used to when they had four kids or three kids at home?
Yeah.
Right? Probably not. When they entertain, they'll maybe have two other couples. So how much dishes do they actually need?
When my parents moved out of their house, we were packing up glasses, and they had about 8,000 glasses.
Oh, wow.
Every cupboard had glasses because, you know, you collect them from somewhere.
Yeah.
You go away or whatever. Yeah. So, yeah, it's amazing how they can add up, right? So go through all of that as well.
And wipe it down before you put it in. And if it doesn't fit properly, don't put it in there.
And shelf liners?
Yeah.
Make it look pretty, right?
Make it look pretty. Make it a space that you're happy to open it up and then you're proud of.
Yeah. And outdoor stuff. This time of year, you've got your cushions and all that. It's starting to get kind of,
well, it's getting dewy at night. Yeah.
So what kind of things do you have for that right now, the in-between? Because you probably want to leave them out for another month, say.
Yeah.
And then what are you going to do with them?
They either have to go in the crawl space or the garage, because leaving them out over the winter, the sun fades them, mildew. So you really need to get them out of the wet.
And do you have things to put over outdoor?
No, I don't have things to put over outdoor furniture. That's more of a specialized thing. Usually you can get those online. Maybe Capillar might be a good place to go as well for that kind of stuff.
Okay. And let's talk lastly about dorm. Kids going off to university, bedding, all the things they need.
Mm-hmm.
Do you have kind of a checklist and a way to pack all that up for them?
First thing they need to know is how big the dorm is and whether they're allowed to put up some shelving or whether there's some shelving there. Shelving in a dorm makes a huge difference for them because they always have lots of books and all that. Plus, it gives them another place to put their shoes and their clothing as well.
And their bar. No, I'm kidding.
Yeah.
Hopefully not.
And I have some portable closets that are on rollers, like the chrome rack ones, so they can create themselves a little closet, because often the dorm rooms don't even have closets, so where do they put their stuff, which is kind of ridiculous in itself. But another thing I wanted to talk about was paper.
Uh-huh.
And school papers as well. How do we deal with that? Because that's a big issue for families. Mm-hmm. Families need to create a family binder where they keep important papers and contact numbers, the dentist, the doctor, the care numbers. And parents also need to have, both parents need to have those numbers. And usually maybe it's mom that picks up the kids, but maybe they can't get a hold of mom and dad has to do it. And he needs that care card number if he has to take the kid to emergency. So they should each have that information in their smartphones or on a piece of paper in their wallet.
We've always also, Hudson has a folder with passports and mm-hmm. care cards and their birth certificates. You know, sometimes people take them in their wallets.
Not a good idea.
You don't travel around with that stuff. Keep it somewhere central that, know where it is.
Well, if they have those important papers with them, even their SIN card, their potential for their identity theft.
Exactly. Now, Jana, people want to know more. How do they get a hold of you?
They can come by my shop on Tennyson Avenue, which is 3370 Tennyson Avenue. We're open Tuesday to Friday, 11 to 5, and Saturday, 11 to 3. They can go to my website, allorganizedstorage.ca, or they can give me a call, 250-590-6328. Remember, they don't have to do it all at once. They just need to start.
Breathe and just do it. It's therapeutic. Yeah. When we come back after the break, we're going to talk to Hillary Lewis from the Mount Doug Rams.
From personal training to sports physiotherapy, chiropractic shockwave, and surgical rehabilitation, Synergy Health Center has you covered for total body wellness.
At Synergy Health Center, we have everything you need to achieve your total body health and wellness goals. A health center for disease and injury treatment, a wellness center for maintaining a healthy lifestyle, and many sports performance services. We've got you covered as Victoria's largest integrated health and wellness team.
Synergy Health Center, near Quadra and McKenzie, and synergyhealthmanagement.com. Life is long. Live it well.
I'm CTV's Astrid Braunschmidt. I get stopped on the street and people just want to talk about the one thing we all have in common, and it's the weather. And boy, here on Vancouver Island, we are opinionated about our weather. A lot of us do outdoor activities. So whether you're sailing, you're going fishing, what's going to impact their families the most? What's happening around the world that might affect travel? Yeah, I think I am a little bit of a weather nerd.
The faces you know, the people you trust. CTV News Vancouver Island with Hudson Mack, weeknights at 5, 6, and 11.
After Labor Day, the phones at Admiral's Roofing go nuts.
Hi, can I get my roof fixed?
I know this is short notice, but...
My roof is leaking. Please help.
It's their busiest time of year, so why not give them a call now, before it gets crazy?
Really? You can come over tomorrow? Yes!
Arrange for a quote with Admiral's Roofing today, specializing in your residence, strata, or business. Admiral's Roofing. They're on top of it. For a free estimate, call 652-1818. Online at admiralsroofing.com.
Picture our public schools. What do you see? Kids, parents, teachers. What you may not see right away are thousands of QP education workers who keep our schools clean, safe, and inclusive. Bus drivers, secretaries, custodians, and education assistants. Now picture a school without those dedicated professionals. In contract talks, this provincial government is offering us less than nothing. Literally. Help protect quality public education by supporting your QP education workers in BC. A message from the Canadian Union of Public Employees.
We are back in the studio. Elisa Nelson is here, and also TJ is going to chime in. And Hillary Lewis, the Mount Doug Rams football team. Hey, Hillary, how are you?
Great. Thanks, Patty.
I always want to call you Hillary Louis, because, of course, your son's playing football, and they always pronounce it wrong, don't they?
They certainly do.
Now, Hillary, the Mount Doug Rams, we just got back from a great trip to Maui. People go, what, you're playing a football game on Maui? Yeah, mm-hmm. And the person who helped organize is Hillary, and a huge amount of organizing, but we played a team in Maui. Tell everybody a little bit about it, Hillary.
Well, it was an exhibition game, and 2 years ago, Coach Townsend had taken a team down to Kapau to play, and so it was always sort of in the back of his mind, like, let's try and do this one more time. So a year and a half of fundraising, and like Patty said, a lot of planning, and the help of a travel agency that does team travel out of San Diego as well. So it was fantastic. We were there for a week, and the boys had so much fun and doing so many adventures and snorkeling and going to a luau. They got up on the stage and did the hula, and it was just really great. And the game was a hard-fought game, like probably, as Coach Townsend said, the toughest team we've ever played. And we walked away without a win, but it was a really, really good experience.
It was
sure.
Fabulous. And, you know, Sheldon left the stadium, and all the boys did, and they walked out to this huge fan base of all these girls, because these guys are like giants, right? They're so tall. And they were trending that night because the girls just love them on Maui.
So they wanted autographs from them.
Yeah,
all.
It was so funny. Now, I've got TJ here as well, Hillary, and we've got a great season coming up with football starting this Wednesday. And I know, TJ, you've been our play-by-play guy last year, and you were also talking to Tim Kearse, the Rebels, who's going to work a little bit with us this year.
Yeah, yesterday at the locker room we spoke to Tim Kearse, and he was a great guy, very knowledgeable, very, very knowledgeable, and it was great to kind of pick his brain and learn a little bit more about youth football in general and the steps they're taking to make sure that the athletes are playing safe and learning the game properly so that they can go on to have great careers.
Yeah, and Hillary, you know, a lot of these kids are going to go on to play in the Rebels, right? Because if they're not going on to college or university, it's a great place to be.
Yeah, it's a great opportunity, and some kids start with Spartans for 1 year, which is when you graduate, you can only play with them for 1 year, the under-18 rule, and they either go straight to Rebels, or they go Spartans and then Rebels, or like you say, to college, and it's just a great opportunity to keep football in our own city here as well, and I know that I've been speaking with a few people with the Rebels as well around getting more of our players out to the games as well, and we're combining one of our little fundraisers with them as well, with the Nerf balls. So, yeah, it's some nice connections to make for sure.
Yeah, you're going to have some fun, I'm not sure if you're ready to announce it, but some fun things coming up and sponsorships with the Rams. And we're hoping to really promote football this year. Spectrum is in, Belmont, Mount Doug. We want to make sure we make people aware of it because it's a great family activity, you know, to go out and watch a football game. We have Friday Night Lights this Wednesday. What time is the game, Hill?
The game is at... I have it right in front of me.
5:30, I think,
still stalling. 5:30 at West Hills. And that's our exhibition game against Spectrum. So we have three exhibition games.
We were talking to Tim just about the quality of football here on the island, and he said between the schools up north and the schools down here, there could very well be a Vancouver Island football conference. And the fact that you guys are going to play American schools where football is literally life down there, mm-hmm. I bet the guys took a lot away from what the next step of football is, because no offense to the athletes here, but in the States, it's a whole nother level, and I bet they learned a lot on their trips to the States.
Oh, absolutely, and you know, our oldest son played as well, so we're going into 8 years with the team, and we've always played in Oregon. Every year, our team goes down to Oregon, except for
Oregon
Ducks, of course. Well, that would be nice, but we've gone to Oregon Ducks camp.
Yeah.
But we just play different teams down in Corvallis and Salem, like just different teams, and exactly what TJ's saying, it just really opens up their eyes to, you know, having like 2,000 people come out to a game like we saw in Hawaii.
It was great.
That was the night before, but because there were two Hawaiian teams, but even our night there was still huge numbers in the stands, and I think it's really cool for the guys to see that, and I'd like to see more of that hype up here, you know.
Yeah.
And I think that we're getting there. We're really a lot closer.
We are, for sure. And you know, it'd be great to get a better playing field too. You know, we have the field at Mount Doug, which is not great. We need to get better facilities too down the road here for these guys to play, and the West Shore is great, but Mount Doug Rams, Triple A champions 2 years in a row, they need something better to practice on and to play on. This year, Hillary, people want to know more information. The Mount Doug website will show the games. Also, you can get a hold of me. And where else can they know about the games going on?
Well, if they go on to just the Mount Doug School, yes, they have a new website for the school, and there'll be a section that will showcase the Rams. And we've tried to have our own website, but it's a bit tricky because you're taking pictures of people at games that haven't given consent yet.
Right.
And so it gets into a lot of things that the school can't take on right now. But if they go on to the school website, they'd be able to get more info. And we're also, there's a Facebook site as well.
And it's going to be a great year, right? You've got some contests and some stuff coming up. So people should come out to these games, right?
Yeah, we've got a few things in the air, and you know, we've had people like Patty here who's been really helpful sponsoring our travel shirts going to Maui, so that was great having a corporate sponsor there, and I know we're going to have more involvement. Harris Dodge, keep watching for a really big event we're getting up on there as well, because they've got the Ram trucks and we're Rams, and of course, CFAX, CTV coverage. Like it's been really great just having all that promotion in the community.
And again, just to reiterate, back-to-back provincial championships. This isn't just like another high school football team. This is the best in the province, year in, year out. Yeah. They're competitive. They're great to watch. If you want to see good football, this is some of the best.
And it was actually five championships in 4 years, if you count the AA championships as well, between junior varsity and senior varsity.
Amazing. And we were watching the BC Lions last night. The win.
Yeah.
Woohoo! And, you know, that's the same stadium these kids play in.
Mm-hmm.
They know that stadium. And a lot of these players, Shell included, our guy, they got great futures ahead of them. So thank you so much, Hillary. Get out, support local sports, whether it's the Rams or any other team. Some great activities going on here. Elisa Nelson, thank you for coming in.
Thank you for having me.
Get fit,
okay.
Get motivated. TJ, as always, we'll see you at the games. And Hillary, thank you. You are an amazing woman. Get up there and enjoy.